So maybe you can talk a little bit about the kinds of patients you're thinking about putting or people are thinking about putting in the trial and what we know from prior studies of this agent.
Sure. So in prior studies, this agent's been first tested on its own, and one of the really innovative things about how it was developed was that the agent was given prior to prostatectomy, and its concentration and its biologic effects were actually measured in the prostatic tissue. So we have very good documentation that the drug gets into tumor and shuts down its target in a dose-dependent fashion. And for most targeted agents, we don't have those kind of data. Next, it was studied in combination with chemotherapies used in prostate cancer. The study that we were highlighting in this meeting was a phase II study of docetaxel or mitoxantrone. It was a randomized phase II in patients who'd been previously exposed to docetaxel. So this is a study that was done before cabazitaxel was available, before abiraterone was available, where docetaxel retreatment or mitoxantrone were the two most commonly used treatments for patients with metastatic castration-resistant disease who've been through a round of docetaxel chemotherapy. In this study, which included around 40 patients, half of them got docetaxel plus Custerson, and the other half got mitoxantrone plus this agent. And the interesting results were that, first of all, the patients on docetaxel retreatment did better than the patients on mitoxantrone. And that, I think, is consistent with what we subsequently saw in the cabazitaxel versus mitoxantrone study. Don't know what Custerson's contribution was, but clearly, taxane after taxane was better than mitoxantrone after taxane. The result that got the most attention was the pain relief rate, which was 77% in the Custerson plus docetaxel group and 46% in the mitoxantrone plus Custerson group, which is higher than you'd expect, even from chemotherapy in the frontline setting. The other interesting result from this study was that there is a pharmacodynamic marker of the targeted drug, serum clusterin levels. And those patients in whom serum clusterin levels were lowered with therapy lived quite a bit longer than those patients who did not have a lowering of clusterin. Now, an uncontrolled study, we didn't have a non-Custerson control arm. So this is a hypothesis-generating finding, but it is interesting to see that a target that you think is important appears to at least correlate with better outcomes.